Have you ever seen Levin and Mason since that night?
No, I have not seen Levin and Mason, although subsequent to that night, I saw the entire court in Stockbridge, believe it or not. We had dinner at my home one night.
That's interesting.
The members of the court and their wives. And it was during the period of time that the heavy cloud hung over John Swainson. And he wasn't coming into court, you know, he was operating out of his home. He had not retired from the court. He was still a justice. But he just wasn't around. And
would you like to face that whole situation kind of head on? Now, I was going to ask you at the proper time. There were 3-2 decisions, weren't there, at times?
Yeah.
And there was a court that had that wasn't hitting on all 16 cylinders for obvious reasons.
Or even all 8 cylinders.
Well, right. What, was there, did this damage the court or the function of the court?
Oh, it had to.
Was there any remedy for that other than, well, then what happened?
No, I don't have any alternative to suggest for what happened, given the various facts that became subsequently known. I don't know what else could have been done. I was so new on the court. I had no experience to compare the court during this relatively brief period of time with what had transpired before. I do know that when he left the court and Jim Ryan came on, that the operation smoothed out and so forth, which is only because of the difficulty of that situation. The court hired counsel